Well, I tell you, I'm doing just fine. How about you, Joe?
Oh, man, I couldn't do better.
Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's get right into the meat of this topic here, so to speak. Squirrel hunting, the seasons are, in some states, they never close for hunting squirrels. Some states have seasons. So you want to check with your local game department, regardless, and make sure that you're hunting in a legal season, for sure. But as far as ways to hunt them, Joe, anything from a .22 rifle to a compound bow, really, you know?
Oh, yeah, and Luke, we have guys who use flint. We have guys who use black powder. But, you know, I'm kind of fond of these people who are bringing back the air rifles, and they're using .22 caliber air rifles and getting out there and really doing a good job.
You know, a good scoped air rifle up to about, gosh, 60 feet. I've killed a bunch of squirrels with a .22 caliber crossman I used to have with iron sights, but now I need a scope on it. But, yeah, there's so different, many different ways to hunt squirrels, just really whatever you choose. But the thing is, once you get those squirrels in the game bag, they are also excellent eating, aren't they, Joe?
Yeah, and, you know, once you fine-tune the art of cleaning them, hey, it's just like using any other meat at that point.
They are tricky to clean. I'm not the fastest squirrel cleaner. I can do a good job, but I'm not quite as quick as I used to be cleaning squirrels. But what's your favorite recipe? You like to make a gumbo, I know, out of squirrel.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's hard to beat a gumbo. A gumbo goes good no matter what time of the year it is. And Luke, what I like to do is I like to pretty much just debone the squirrel. You know, you don't get a lot of meat off the ribs, but you go through your back straps and hams of the squirrel and get that meat down, and I'll take it and I'll brown it. And as I'm browning that squirrel meat, go ahead and get your roux started. And I use a big old black kettle, and I'll get my roux started in there and get it to a nice brown color, you know, almost like a chocolate. And once you get that chocolate color, I'll go ahead and add in that squirrel meat and roll it through the roux. Get it into a nice firm consistency, and that's the time you put in your vegetables. And hey, the obvious vegetables for a gumbo would be your bell peppers, your onion, and your celery. And so get everything kind of soft, come back in with a good beef stock, let that come to a simmer, and set it on the stove there, let it cook for about 2 hours. At the end of that cooking process, I come back and I put in the okra, because you don't want that okra to get too slimy. But at the time that this thing really starts hitting off is about 2 hours, and everybody knows a gumbo is always better the second day.
Yes.
So if you can leave enough of that gumbo in the pot to get it back the second day, hey, you'll be in heaven. Serve it with some white rice and a little bit of French bread. The neighbors will be happy, mama will be happy, and everybody will be
and
happy.
And maybe sprinkle just a little filet on it right at the last, right?
Right at the last is when you don't
yeah.
put that filet
well, do,
in there.
Well, do you bone the squirrel meat out raw? In other words, before you cook it at all? Is it all?
Well, you know, it's a little easier to do it when they're just partially frozen.
Yep. So some people will cook it down and then pick the meat off the bones after it's cooked, but I like your method better, Joe. It's a little easier to do.
Yeah, the slow simmer is good on it. And, hey, of course, Luke, you know, when we're out there harvesting squirrels, we're not too particular, but whenever you want to have your best eating squirrels, you're going to want those young squirrels, ones that are a year or 2 years old. Some of these older, especially the big old red fox squirrels, they can be a little tougher, and you might want to save that for something like a squirrel and gravy dish.
Well, I'll tell you how my mother cooked the older squirrels. And you can use the boar squirrels. You know, they can be 4 or 5 years old. She made a smothered squirrel, and it's really simple to do. Quarter the squirrel, and, you know, the back is where some of the best eating, but she would make 2 cuts out of the back. So you'd actually have the back strap, if you will, cut into 2 pieces, and then the quarters. And she would season them with, back in the day, salt and pepper, but you could use whatever you want. I use a championship seasoning, Head Country, that I really like, but you could use what you like. Season it up really good, dredge it in flour, put it in some hot cooking oil, and brown it nicely. Now, a young squirrel or an old squirrel is going to be pretty tough at this stage. So the key to getting meat, game meat or any other meat tender, is slow cooking and moisture. So at this point, after you've got your squirrel browned, drain most of the grease, go ahead and add, either make a cream gravy. I like to just open a can of cream of mushroom and put that in there. And put some water in it and make sure you've got plenty of liquid in there. Put a lid on it, put plenty of black pepper on the top of it, put it in that oven at about 300 for about at least an hour. Check it then, make sure you have plenty of liquid. And you can serve that, Joe, with some rice, and that is a very, very tasty meal.
You know, Luke, I think we may have just made some new world champion squirrel cookers out here.
Did I mention to have some cathead biscuits on the side? You need that.
Oh, yeah, you need something to sop.
You bet. Joe, folks can go online to squirrelsunlimited.com, and they can become a member of Squirrels Unlimited for free and interact on the forum and learn a whole lot about squirrels and squirrel hunting, can't they?
Oh, yeah, and we probably have 40 recipes right there on Squirrels Unlimited. You just click on the recipe page, and you'll find them.
Joe, what's the website for the squirrel cook-off that's held in Bentonville, Arkansas, each September?
Well, we try to keep it simple, and it's just squirrelcookoff.com. And if you go on there, you'll see some pictures of some amazing squirrel dishes. Plus, you can get the rules and apply right online for an entry.
Well, Joe, thanks a lot for being with us. We're going to get you back, and we'll talk some more outdoor cooking, squirrel hunting in the upcoming weeks. How about it?
I appreciate all the help, Luke.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org and Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.